Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
All right, welcome back to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. I'm Chad LaChance filling in for Terry Wickstrom while he's off and traveling. Speaking of traveling, our next guest is a guy that knows a whole bunch about traveling because he's a world-class angler, member of the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, and also a fellow television host like myself, a host of Lake Commandos on Sportsman's Channel. Good morning, Mr. Stephen Panaz.
Hey, Chad, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing? And how's Minnesota this morning?
You know, it's a beautiful, clear, cold morning. It'd be a perfect time to be on the ice. I'm looking out at the fish houses right now going, I'm going to head out to one of them in a little bit.
That's a good call. I'm not even a huge ice fisherman, but a Minnesota ice house sounds pretty good to me. I've heard all the stories, and my next trip to Minnesota, I need to maybe try that. But before we get going here, I want to point out, I was a guest on your show on Lake Commandos. Has that aired yet? Are we allowed to tell people what happened?
No, you're not allowed to tell people what happened because you...
All right.
All
well,
I can say, Chad, is I was impressed that you came in, you kicked butt, and you put some big fish in the boat. But it was a fun day, and what I was proud of is we were on a very tough lake with under tough conditions with the cold front coming through, but it just kind of proves that when you put the work in, make good decisions on the water, you're going to catch fish no matter what the conditions are.
Absolutely. And I also throw out there that you are also a guest on Fishful Thinker. We kind of did a reciprocal thing there in Minnesota. It was my first trip. We did a Fishful Thinker show. That'll be airing this coming week as well. And so we appreciated that very much. But the key thing, both of our shows is about A, multi-species, and B, education. And that's really important. It's a key thing, I feel like, in our industry, that we educate people. That's where we bring value. I think both of us, that's our goal, is to educate people. And as a guy that's a member of the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, was affiliated with the North American Fishing Club many years ago. Folks may be familiar with that. You travel and fish a lot. And so I kind of want to talk to you a little bit about basically universal angling lessons. You know, what are kind of some key things as a guy that fishes walleyes one day and a smallmouth the next day and maybe bluegill the next day, there's always some key information that carries through from one thing to the other. A good example for me is fishing edges or transitions, right, where it was simple things. So when I was on your show on Lake Commando, the first question you asked me is, what do you think? And the first thing I was looking at was all the hard edges on the lake. And we weren't on the water yet. We were standing on the dock. But it was a key thing. It wouldn't have mattered what we were fishing for. I would have looked at those edges. Do you agree with me that there's standardization amongst all the different fish? There's some key aspects that anglers can master and be better at by being multi-species anglers?
I think what happens, one of the things I've found in Lake Commandos is that we hit bodies of water either that we've never been on before or we haven't fished in many, many years. And when you approach a body of water with a fresh perspective where you're really not bound by memories, hey, last time I here, I fished here and I caught these, you end up making broader decisions and then narrow down much more quickly. And one of the things that I use right away is seasonality. You know, early in the spring, they're going to be up in the warmest water, shallow water, that sort of thing. Later in the year, and you're dead on edges, what I found is that we fish a variety of water clarity. The body of water you and I were on had about, 6-8 inches of water clarity, and we found all of our fish shallow, in fact, extremely shallow.
Yeah, very shallow.
Whereas if you look at the deep weed edge, it's limited by the light penetration. But if you're in a clear body of water, that edge might be out in 25, 28 feet of water. And so that's another one that I really use a lot is the water clarity.
Well, yeah, and when we fished, we filmed your show, and then we went to a completely different lake and filmed Fishful Thinker. There we ran into clearer water and we started fishing the outside edges and we caught a bunch of fish doing that. So, you know, any different body of water can be different at any given time, but the concepts are the same as far as what you're looking for. When I'm fishing, you know, really stained water, I'm going to fish bigger and brighter baits, potentially maybe more signature profile. If I'm in really clear water, I might fish something that's faster or shinier, give them less time to look at it, you know, things like that. But some standardization as far as that goes. Let me ask you this, and this is a big one, because on my show, we don't ever fish bait. And I haven't seen you guys fish a lot of bait on your show. I'm an artificial guy. I'm a gulp and power bait junkie. Everybody knows that. For 20 years, I've been doing that. I feel like I can cover more water and learn more about a fishery in a hurry with artificials than I can with live bait. You agree with me on that?
I agree. I did a show with John Hoyer this year, who just won 2 out of 4 of the National Wild Tournament walleye tournaments this year. We did a live bait versus plastic show on Minnesota's Leech Lake, which is a very famous walleye fishery. And we were up in some shallow flats, 9 to 11 feet, and we found a lot of fish. They were scattered over the whole flat. And my pattern was actually live bait to see how we could do on that. And we caught 2 in the first 2 hours. We switched over to John's soft plastics, and what the soft plastics allowed us to do was to fish faster,
right?
Fish a lot more, water, present the baits to more fish. As it turned out, we caught 8 walleyes on the plastic and we caught 2 on live bait. And it's just an indication that plastics have a place in fishing and artificials have a place in fishing. And at times they're actually a lot more effective than live bait. Not having said all the time,
right.
But they really are deadly baits.
I think so, too. And the gentleman that owns this here radio show that I'm guest hosting right now, Terry Wickstrom, had a similar experience where he went and fished with a guy live bait versus gulp and had the same thing. They put the numbers in the boat with the gulp for the same reasons. You can cover more water. You can fish more efficiently. And that can be a really important thing. We're going to run out of time here pretty quick. As you know, time goes fast on the radio. If a guy wants to see your show, where's his best place to do it?
Well, there's 2 places. Our current shows are up on Sportsman's Channel. They air 5 times a week. Our best airing is on Sunday mornings at 8:30 Mountain Time. If you get a chance, there's also all our past issue or episodes are actually up in myoutdoortv.com, and that's another place to look at it. And I encourage everybody to join us on Facebook, on Lake Commando's Facebook page as well.
Absolutely. And I'm looking right now at your website. You've got a very thorough website as well. Lots of information on there, and that's lakecommandos.com. So, guys, check out Steve Panazza's stuff. I'm really hoping to get out there and fish with you again this year if you'll have me.
Oh, absolutely. It was a fun day, and look forward to a couple more.
All right. That's good. Well, I appreciate Steve. Thanks for taking time out of your Saturday morning to get out and hit the ice hut.
All right. See you, Chad.
All right, thanks. That's Steve Panaz. And, you know, it's a guy I've known for years, finally got a chance to fish with him, and just a fantastic guy all the way around. Nice guy, extremely knowledgeable. If I get a chance to fish with Steve again, I'll do so as fast as possible. We've got to take a quick break. You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.